Hi, my name is Matthew Dupree. I'm the CEO and founder of EdgeGap. And today I'm doing a Make Tech series. The video today will be about how winning the Make Etsy Hackathon got me here in the first place. Let's start a bit about me. So I founded EdgeGap 4 years ago. I'm a geek who loves very complex stuff. I've been working in the telecom industry for over 20 years now. I've worked for Bell Canada, for a lot of startups selling to service providers. I've sold to them around the world. I used to work at Cisco System for 6 or 7 years. Lately, I've been working with well over 100 game studios at EdgeGap. I'm what we can call an SME on edge computing. I do have 2 patents under my name around edge computing, and I founded EdgeGap in 2018. A bit about EdgeGap. So EdgeGap is a company which built a platform to orchestrate payloads on edge computing infrastructures. We like to say that we've built the most distributed serverless infrastructures in the world. But we also see ourselves as a David versus Goliath, so we need to bet on our differences and differentiators. I won't talk about that today. I'd rather like to talk about the story and what got me here in the first place, but we'll touch point about EdgeGap a little bit later. So how it all started, in 2018, I was 40 years old. I've always wanted to do a startup. I had identified edge computing as a very promising technology when I was at Cisco. We were playing with the tools, trying to see where we could use that, but really we couldn't find any kind of real thing. I was just tired to work for large companies. I decided to make the leap and just really jump. You see me in my office, in my home office. I mean, I was working from home. I did not really had a solid idea. As a gamer, I knew that I love playing video games. I thought this was going to be a good market to look into. Within a few days, I just said, I quit my job at Cisco. I decided to found EdgeGap. So the first thing, one of the very first thing I did was to look for edge computing trade shows in Congress, and I've seen that there was this trade show in Berlin. Since I didn't have any job, I didn't have any company, I had nothing really. I mean, not even an idea. I reached out to the folks organizing the thing, and they said, "Oh, but if you participate to the hackathon, you're gonna get a free ticket." And since I'm out of job pretty much, right? I'm looking for something. It's gonna be my own money, so I'm paying to fly from Montreal in Canada, where we are, to Berlin. There's a lot of money there. And I said, "Well, I'll do it. It's a free ticket after all." So I've played and fiddled with a concept that I had to take some Counter-Strike games and deploying them on the edge and what's not. Put together a little bit of a prototype. Within a few days, I mean, I had 2 weeks before the show. So I had to hustle to get a prototype going. My wife and I had to come up with a name for the company. I spent $50 on the logo on the website. Get some business cards so that I look like I know what I'm doing. And the whole thing was holding with pretty much, it was not smoke and mirrors, but close to it. So I flew there. I was staying in a very, very, very cheap, Airbnb, no AC, far from the trade shows. But again, it's my money. I'm trying to scrape the bottom. I'm trying to just put it together. So every morning, I'll remember that for the rest of my life. I had to go to the trade show, the Edge Computing Congress, very far from the Airbnb, wearing my suit, just going in this during the heat in Berlin, subway, trying to hustle the whole thing. So trade show started. We were this was the very first hackathon they did, and I think we had like six companies doing the hackathon. Well, we had tables outside of the Congress, outside of the conferences, the conference rooms, and sat there, tried to put something together. We worked with, I think Huawei was there, Siguna was there, tried to just get the thing going. At the end, it was working. I mean, we could play games. We were simulating games on the edge, which was running within the hotel, versus one in Frankfurt, a few hundred miles away. I ended up, we had to present. On the last day, we had to present to the panel, the jury, presented the thing, and I pretty much ended up winning. I ended up winning the whole thing. I was ecstatic, and one of the things that I remember asking Michel, who's on that picture here, was, "Hey, thanks. I'm happy that I'm winning, but I want to get 5 minutes of that audience, because when they gave us the awards and they even announced the winner, we were in front of a crowd of executives, service providers, and vendors, and I'm like, yeah, give me 5 minutes." So, I ended up presenting the concept in front of this crowd of people. And after that, we had an happy hour, and people literally swarmed over me and said, "Oh, Matthew would love to work with you, would love to talk to you." But I didn't have anybody. I didn't have any real company. I didn't have any employees. And I didn't have any product. Jeez, I had nothing. "Oh, we'd love to test your tech. We'd love to work with you." And every time I'd be like, yeah, sure, let's talk next week. And I remember flying back from Berlin to Montreal, like, oh, my God, what have I done? And within a few days, I had to get an office, hire some devs to help me put together a bit of a more, something more robust than what we had. So we'll get back to that in a minute. In the year that followed, Etsy was really good at giving us a small contract. Since we knew the Mac standard fairly well at that point, we were hired to do the test plan, to write the test plan and monitor the vendors who would do the test plan. It gave us both the expertise around the Mac standard, but also some money, since we're at that point, I taking my own money, and I'm paying people. We don't have any real customers. It's just about hustling and trying to get everything going, right? So that's the first office back in 2019. So 1 month after the Berlin Hackathon, I've hired, I think it's 100 square foot space, bought some IKEA furnitures, hired three developers. One of them is on the picture on the right here. We both look horrible because we had these ugly jersey that I had made. This was a small trade show we had in Montreal, and you can tell that it was almost like a school grade project kind of thing. And the office was tiny weeny, but we had a lot of fun doing that. You can see the banner on the picture on the left. This was the hackathon banner, which I left with when I left Berlin. So we stayed there for a year. And throughout that year, we've built the prototype. We ended up with a few potential customers who would just help us get the ball going, provide feedback. And during that year, we've raised the first round of investment. We raised $1 million. It allowed us to do a few things. First, it allowed me to pay myself, which had been a year and a half now without any salary. We moved to a new office, much cooler. We've hired some more people to help us to build a much more robust product, something that would scale, not just show that it works, but that it would scale. So we've been in that office. We were in that office for 2 years. around Christmas in 2021, not 10 months ago, we've closed another round of investment, $7 million. It allowed us to accelerate even more. That's the new office I'm sitting in right now. We have a small studio. We have this huge place where we can bang the keyboard, get some more codes, and get the ball going. But it's also the hearth of our culture. And from late 2018 to now 2022, we've made tremendous progress both on the product side, the team side, and just how we operate and what we do, right? So EdgeGap in numbers, we have over 400 game developers building on the platform. The platform leverage 350 different locations from 15 different providers, a mix of public clouds, but also CDN vendors, service providers, private infrastructure providers. We're able to deploy and make a decision as to what's the best location within 2 seconds. Allows the game studios not to worry about starting fleets of standby instances. Our technology, which is patented, allow game developers to lower latency by more than half for the vast majority of the players. This was proven in a public case study, which we released a few months ago, done with a AAA studio. As I said earlier, we've raised $8 million through gaming funds, but also strategic investors, which are Akamai, a pretty large CDN. They're into distributed infrastructure, but also Liberty Global, who owns a few networks in a few countries. The platform today is used by well over 100,000 players per day. We've been generating revenue for more than a year now. Things are going well. We have 16 full-time employees. We have multiple contractors in a lot of places. I'd love to get to 25. We do have some opening for people. I just cannot find enough people or good people at that point. But we are growing, and we have a lot of upcoming projects that are in the pipeline that you'll hear in the next few months. All of that really started or boiled down to participating to this the Make Etsy Hackathon. It really opened up doors to not only just an idea, but to a concept, and showed me and the rest of the world that, hey, you can be small and still play with the large players and be successful along the way, really. So thanks to the Etsy folks. I hope you found that fairly entertaining. This was a fairly brief version of an EdgeGap story. I'm pleased that we've made it so far at this point, and I'm looking forward for the future of EdgeGap.